Chapter 2. Looking for Answers. Mrs. Drake, Jill's teacher, agreed to see Jill's mother the next day. "Hello, Mrs. Brown," she said. "I so enjoyed teaching Matthew a few years ago, and Jill is such a friendly girl. What a pleasure it has been to have your children in my classroom." "How nice of you to say," Mrs. Brown responded. "But I'm worried about Jill. Every night, Matthew and Jill and I read together before they go to bed. Suddenly, Jill refuses to read aloud with us. Last night, she stormed out of the room. Am I doing something wrong?" "No," Mrs. Drake answered. "Jill does seem shy when it is her turn to read aloud, but it doesn't concern me. Over the years, I've had many students who had difficulty reading in front of a group. I've always had a theory about the ways children learn. Each child is different. Each one learns and grows at his or her own pace. Jill may be going through what I call a learning puddle. She's come to a place in her learning that seems hard, and it's slowing her down. She needs to build up her confidence. I think reading at home will help." "Yes," Mrs. Brown said. "But she refused to read last night. She might feel uncomfortable reading with you and Matthew together. Maybe Jill feels that if she stumbles in her reading, you will think she's not as good as Matthew. More than anything else, children want their parents to be proud of them. Why not ask Matthew to read with Jill when you're not there? With his cooperation, Jill can practice her skills in a way that feels safe.